Garner Ted Armstrong. The world is peopled with millions of would-be prophets. There are hundreds of thousands of theologians that are amateurs trying to figure out what the Bible really means, especially in the book of Revelation and some of the mysterious symbolism of the apocalypse. How many speculations have you heard about the mark of the beast, about the number of his name, about the image of the beast, and about the number 666? It's fascinating when you go back and read all of the various tracts and the religious publications, the articles, booklets, and magazines that have been extant for many years from various religious organizations about the so-called meaning of the mysterious number and the number of the name of this image of the beast of the last of the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation. For example, many years ago, certain Protestant organizations alleged that the number 666 was actually contained in the papal crown, that there was, of course, numerical value to the Roman numerals, or to Greek letters, and that, of course, is true, and that somehow the numbers were there on the papal crown. Well, I don't know whether I really believed that, but certainly it was widely talked of among many Protestant organizations. And they believed that the popes, down through the centuries, had actually worn a crown that had the number 666 right on it. It wasn't until I was in the Vatican Museum and actually saw the papal crown and looked in vain for any numbers or letters of that nature that I realized that was simply another one of these will-o'-wisp rumors that someone had concocted and gotten started, and they wanted so badly to have come to pass, to be true, that they'd invented the story that 666 was actually on the papal crown. Many such allegations have been made, weird stories. I remember tracking down one where a would-be theologian, this poor person rather lacking in the basic essentials of, well, even basic knowledge, education, and information, let alone researchability, but this one gentleman took it upon himself to swallow what he read in a cheap religious tract over in England, and then wrote an extensive article which was to appear in a magazine that was a fairly prestigious magazine at the time, I thought. And the article alleged that somewhere waiting on the docks in the eastern ports of the United States were all of the stones already quarried out, all marked so that a child could put them together like a set of Tinker Toys, where the temple was going to be rebuilt in Jerusalem. Now, of course, there is a prophecy in Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13, about the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place where it ought not. Biblical prophets, all of them, whether professionals or amateurs, generally can look back in history and tell you of the desecration of the temple under the time of Antiochus Epiphanes, of the overthrow of Jerusalem and the desecration and destruction of the temple again under Titus in 71 A.D., and they can see historical forerunners of the desecration of the holy place to the religion then, of course, of Judaism, and they can see this prophecy of a coming time where there will yet be, apparently, either a symbolic temple, meaning the church, or a literal temple, meaning the rebuilding of another temple in Jerusalem, and then once again, another desecration, this time a great false religious leader apparently moving his seat of office inside that temple. And they deduce that from 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, where it talks about this great personage calling down fire from heaven in the sight of men, having the power to deceive those by the miracles which he is able to do. That comes from verse 14 of the 13th chapter of Revelation. And therefore, reigning and ruling from the site of a temple of God, called the very temple of God in Jerusalem. What's your favorite theory about the mark of the beast? There are dozens, aren't there? Is it the computer in Philadelphia? Is it the social security system? Is it Lend-Lease back in World War II? I mean, people had all kinds of ideas. Is it the funny-looking little stripes on the cans and packages you buy at the supermarket? Do you know that we get people who write in to us and say, what is the meaning of the number after my name that contains two sixes, a seven, a two, and then another six? And they don't know that it's merely a code, because blind, deaf, and dumb machines are only capable of putting out what you put in. And that if you're going to assign certain codes to fulfill people's requests for literature, you might come up with a key. And that code might state that this person wants so many pieces of literature or they've been on your list for 6 months or 6 years or for 5 days or 5 hours or whatever, and to become very uptight about numbers around their name. People have experimented with a completely artificial and enforced numerical value to the English alphabet. And because they know that the Greek characters have numerical value, they try to assign an arbitrary American